and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We visit with him every morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose. It's Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, good.
Congratulations on a big win.
I tell you, I'm excited. That DeMarco Murray's some special, ain't he?
Yeah, he looks great.
And this excited since he invented Viagra. You take that, George?
Nope.
You take yourself a little Viagra?
No. I don't think it's called that either.
I'm celebrating our new star running back by raising the price of a cup of beer to $29.
Jeez, that's nice.
I think fans will like that.
Oh, they'll love that.
I'm so football horny right now. I'm talking to you. I'm rubbing it up against the pro pillar.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
Like a dog.
Can't help it. I've been partying all night, too. I haven't slept and haven't showered. I smell like Occupy Dallas.
Hey, you looked happy yesterday in the second half, that's for sure.
Hey, if our team keeps us up, I might actually be able to get the stadium back out of foreclosure.
It's in foreclosure?
It is. Don't keep that under your hat, though. I don't want to go public with that just yet.
All right.
And I knew it was going to be a good day before the game when Rob Ryan fired his sawed-off shotgun into the empty locker of Tayshard Choice. Then he screamed about 20 F-bombs and tore off his shirt. And when everyone was done vomiting, we ran out onto the field.
Vomiting? What's going on in there?
Hey, even old Martellus Bennett seemed like he'd rather be playing football than playing Marty B yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was into it.
Everybody. A lot of celebs there in my tomb. I like that.
Yeah?
Your tomb.
Roger Staubach was there.
Uh-huh. Staubach, uh-huh.
Why does he have the hair of a baby bald eagle? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Why is that? And it was nice to see Larry Hagman. He was there with his wife, Yoko.
That wasn't his wife.
There's just someone sitting next to him.
That was fun. That sure was fun. And boy, watching the Cowboys run up to score on the Bills kind of gave me some old Super Bowl flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Back to the days when my GMing was actually paying off.
Those were great days.
And I tell you, George, it sure is nice when we get way ahead early in the game like that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all the pressure off, and I can spend the second half doing what I really enjoy doing.
What's that?
Drinking pure grain alcohol and drunk dialing Janine Turner.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
What's up, America?
I don't know what's up.
We had Fitzpatrick going up against Garrett Top in the Harvard versus Princeton battle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, that got a little bit of play. And then we had Tony going against Chan in the Hispanic versus Hazard County matchup.
Yeah, Chan had a rough day yesterday, didn't he?
He did. Now you see why I fired him, don't you?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Hey, speaking of coaches I fired, Jimmy Johnson needs to shut the hell up.
Yeah, he fired back at you this weekend.
He needs to close that stupid Heineken-soaked mouth before I hire someone to stab him.
Whoa, Jerry.
Sorry, I got a few in me.
Still?
Maybe I'll send Jerry Jr. after him with a wind tunnel. That'll mess up his hair. And I'd just like to remind Jimmy that I won a Super Bowl with a goof-around head coach, Barry Switzer.
No, that's true. Yeah, not just a walk-around head coach.
That's right. Not a walk-around head coach, but a goof-around. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.